So, Lord, we just start this day focusing on you, Lord. Our attention is heavenward, Lord. You are God, and we are your children. You are God, and we are the sheep of your pasture. We're going to follow you. We're going to let you lead us. We're going to be guided by your Spirit, because we are the chosen and faithful of that are followers of you, Lord. And we are thankful that you are our God and that we are your people. We are thankful to you for all your blessings in our lives. We are thankful, Father, that you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, it's not by our own strength, it's by Christ Jesus that we are blessed, that we have all that we need, that we are divinely favored, that you have given us super abundance. That's your promise, Lord. So Lord, we claim that right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let super abundance come to every aspect of our lives today, Lord. Not just in our finances, but in our relationships, in our business dealings, in our souls, where with peace with you, with peace with other people, Lord, with every aspect of our relationships, we dedicate all of it to you, Lord. And we turn our attention to heaven, that the holy angels and your Spirit would guide us and lead us in victory for everything, Lord. That is super abundance, Lord. So, Lord, we claim it right now. We claim it. We receive it. We do it by faith, Lord. Just like we're going to walk out righteousness by faith. Just like you give us righteousness by faith. That you consider us righteous and that you've made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That just as we receive that by faith, we receive all other blessings by faith. And we please you by faith, Lord. You said that you took Enoch and that before you translated him into heaven, that he had this testimony that he pleased you, Lord. And the way that he pleased you was because he had faith in you, Lord. And so, Lord, we put our trust in you that we are going heavenward. That when you come or when you call us home, however it is that we end up going, we're going heavenward, Lord. We're going to heaven. We're not going to stay in the pits of hell for the rest of eternity because we trust in you, Lord. You have promised us eternity. You have put sown eternity into our hearts. So, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, let us walk that out. Let us enable us to walk with you today, Lord. Let us learn how to obey you and serve you and love you, even as you have loved us, Lord. You love us with such a great love that we cannot even begin to comprehend it, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that you paid the ultimate price because of that love for us, Lord. And you have called us to be living sacrifices unto you as a result of that sacrifice that you paid for us. And Lord, it's the least that we can do to just turn all of our lives over to you and to say thank you, Lord, that you've redeemed us from the curse. And as a result, we are blessed. We are able to walk in righteousness. We are able to live a renewed life. We are able to have a renewed mind. Because of what you did at the cross and what you did at the whipping post of Christ. And we can even have healing, Lord, because of what you did at the whipping post. What you suffered, what you had nailed to the cross, all takes away our sin and all of our shame. And it also, at the whipping post, you took away all of our illness and our infirmities. Lord, we claim it right now in the name of Jesus Christ for each one of ourselves. And Lord, we thank you for it in advance. And Lord, we turn our lives over to you and submit to you and yield to you every part of our lives. body, soul, and spirit. Lord, our spirit is being was saved immediately when we received you. Our bodies will be saved one day when we're resurrected, but our souls are being saved gradually, and we work that out with fear and trembling, because your judgments over our lives can be very, very serious. We can have serious consequences for doing evil. But Lord, the consequences of blessing for doing righteousness and living rightly are also promised us. So Lord, we claim the blessing and we live out the blessing by living unto you. And Father, we thank you that you are enabling us to do that with your Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And we receive that Spirit right now. We ask you to fill us with your Spirit today and enable us to walk in the power of God. And we pray it in Jesus Christ's name. So let it be done. Amen and amen.